If you have sorted out the narcissist, if you have now the clarity of who they are and you are about to leave the narcissist, then it's quite easy to predict what their behavior is going to look like and what they are going to do. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional, and in today's episode, we are going to talk about how a narcissist reacts when they know you are about to leave them or when they know you are about to abandon them. Before we begin, make sure that you're subscribed to the channel by pressing the subscribe button and push that bell icon for sure to stay updated with every latest episode that I post here. Now, to understand the narcissist's behavior, we need to know how these people function a little bit. A narcissist is a shapeshifter. They change the mask depending on what the situation is, which makes them very calculated in their approach. Therefore, they always want to retain the supply, to keep the supply in the trap, to keep the supply in the cage, and to do that, to make it 100% possible for them and for the relationship, they just go to any extent that they need to just to make sure you are still there, you stay with them. And when it comes to you leaving them, and when it comes to you calling them out, or when it comes to you changing your behavior and diverting from the path that they have set for you, they adapt and evolve depending on what your responses are. So if you start deattaching yourself, if you start abandoning them, and if you kind of give them this hint that you're about to leave the relationship, you would see the narcissist's nice behavior coming up and coming out. Then they would become the nice guy, the nice person, the nice human being they were in the beginning of the relationship. But it's quite temporary. During this nice treatment, they may show you the parts of them you always want to see, you always wanted to see, and you tried so hard to see. And there are two possibilities at this point. One, you may resist this hoover, you may resist this internal hoovering that is going on, and you may continue with the path of leaving. Or you may give in, thinking and assuming that the homeostasis and the balance has been restored, when in truth, it is nothing but an illusion, a facade that they are creating for you to think that everything is fine and okay now. And if you have been deprived of love, attention, affection, and care, it's likely going to work on you and they're going to charm you back into the relationship. But if you have had enough, and which you should, then you are going to go ahead with a path of resistance and say, no, I'm not going to, you know, let go this time, and I'm going to stay with my decision. And if that happens, in that case, after a quite while of love bombing, you're going to see the narcissistic rage. That is the worst side of the narcissist coming out. That is a narcissistic anger. They're going to treat you horribly. They're going to call you things and names that you have never imagined. In truth, their worst behavior is going to show up, and their true nature is going to reveal at this point. And this is the point where they become dangerous. They would try to harm you in any way possible. They would try to punish you for leaving them, for choosing to not stay in the relationship, for choosing not to play the games that they want you to play. So that's why when you are at a stage of the relationship where you are about to leave, you have to prepare yourself for all the possible probabilities, for all the possible things that they may do or they might do. Because these people are predictable, but there is a little bit of unpredictability with their actions. They would try to find the things they can use against you to hurt you the most with. It could be your children, it could be joint assets that both of you hold, it could be draining the bank account, it could be taking away the car that is on both of your names. So you have to be prepared for all of that so that it doesn't take you, it doesn't shock you to your core and you're left completely frozen, not knowing what to do ahead. Preparing in advance and planning in advance and preparing for the worst case scenario is very important, and not giving in when they are in that nice stage, nice phase of their personality is extremely crucial and very important. So today, I talked about two predictable behaviors and what you can expect when you are about to leave the narcissist and how they are going to react to it. If you found this episode useful, make sure that you leave your feedback in the comments and let me know what your experiences are so that you help other survivors who are watching this video or listening to this episode feel validated and understood and less alone. I will talk with you very soon in the next episode. Till then, let the healing begin.